And back here on KATE Afternoons with Aaron, we're going to talk some hockey. Now, we talked about this story, I think it was maybe less than 2 weeks ago, a former Albert Lee Tiger going to be playing Division I hockey coming up next year at Minnesota State of Mankato. Campbell Sykos joins us. And Campbell, thank you so much for the time and a good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, Campbell, before we talk about your decision to go to Minnesota State, let's get your background. What year did you graduate from Albert Lee?
2020.
So after you graduated, kind of walk us through where you've been in the last couple of years since you left the Tiger program, or I guess that would have been, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so my first year of juniors, I spent it at North Iowa Bulls in Mason City, Iowa, and spent the whole year there through, like, the COVID situation. It was kind of tough, but we ended up winning a national championship there, so that was great experience for me. And then had the summer off, and then I ended up playing for the Anchorage Wolverines this year in the NAHL, so I bumped up a league this year. But that's kind of where I've been all over the map a little bit the last 2 years playing juniors. So,
well, let's talk about going up to Anchorage. Right now, I assume you're right in the middle of the season?
Yeah, so we just finished up the first half, so we're heading into the second half right now.
And how'd the first half go for the team and for yourself?
I think as a team right now, I think we were 17-10 in the first half. So, I mean, as a first-year team, I think that's pretty successful. We're third in our division right now in the standings, so you got to be top four to make playoffs. So we're in a playoff spot at the moment, but there's a lot of hockey to play. So, and I think for me as a player, the first half, obviously it was successful, but I think my game's developed a lot. So hopefully I can keep trending in the right direction.
Campbell Sykos with us here on KATE. And Campbell, when you say your game has developed, talk about that. Where do you think you've gotten, I guess, better maybe in the last year?
I think my just being a defensive player has gotten a lot better for me. Like the level I'm playing at now has forced me to be just defend better and defend more. Like my gap has gotten a lot better, and I feel like my offensive game has developed as well, walking the blue line and stuff with confidence. So
let's talk about Alaska. How much time do you spend in Anchorage, Alaska? Because that experience by itself has got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I reported to Alaska the 14th of August, and then we were there till September. We flew back to Minnesota for the showcase, and then we went back there end of September, I think.
Okay.
So I spent about, 4 months in Alaska, and it's quite the experience, you know, driving to the rink every morning. You see mountains and that kind of stuff. We've had one snowstorm. We had, a foot and a half of snow that day, but that was kind of tough to get to the rink. But other than that, it's kind of like Minnesota weather-wise. I mean, nothing really crazy, but
a little bit different than Albert Lee and Mason City. Just a little.
Yes, definitely. It's kind of more like northern Minnesota, I would say, up by Ely and places like that.
You know, one thing when you hear about Alaska, you hear about there being, I guess, periods where the sun never sets and there's periods where it's dark all the time. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, right when we reported to Anchorage on the 14th, the sun went down at 10:30. So it was so hard to sleep the first couple days. You're trying to go to bed, but the sun's shining in your eyes, and it's what's going on? But now it's kind of more towards I feel like I see the sun once a week almost. you wake up at 9:30 to go to practice, it's dark, and then you come out of practice, it's usually cloudy. You go to workout, come out, it's cloudy, and you go home and sit downstairs for an hour, and then it's pitch black again. It can be kind of hard sometimes. You want to go lay in your bed, and you're it's time to go to bed, but it's only 4 o'clock. So you gotta push yourself to get out of bed and go do things, definitely.
Campbell Sykos with us here on KATE, a 2020 grad from Albert Lee, playing hockey up in Alaska, and next year will be with Minnesota State in Mankato. And again, I'm just fascinated because it's not a place I've ever been before. What do you do in your free time when you guys are not at the rink in Alaska? Do you spend a lot of time outdoors up there?
Before the snow fell, we did a lot of golfing, me and a couple of buddies that are actually from Minnesota. Other than that, I mean, you're so busy, it's kind of tough to get outdoors sometimes. We went on two hikes when we got to Anchorage. I'm not a big hiker. I didn't really enjoy it that much, but it was all right. It was cool once you got to the top, but getting to the top was definitely a grind.
Now, Campbell, you talked about the team when you guys are in the States playing, or in the, I guess, the U.S. That's not Alaska, not Hawaii. You guys are in Rochester. So do you guys play some pretty long road trips and then some longer home trips to kind of, or home stands, I should say, so there's a lot less travel time?
Yeah, so our first time we were down here, we were here for 22 days, I believe. And then we went back to Anchorage for like 3 months almost. And now we're back down here. We've been down here for, I think, 2 weeks. And then this is our last, so about 3 weeks. Then we'll be back in Alaska for the rest of the season. I guess we fly down to play Springfield in Illinois for just 1 weekend, but then we fly right back to Alaska, so.
Well, Campbell, let's talk about the decision. Again, big news here in Albert Lea. You're going to be playing Division I hockey at Minnesota State Mankato, a team that I believe is still ranked number one in the nation. Talk about that process. How did that work? Were there other schools that were looking at you as well? Just talk about the process of choosing Minnesota State and becoming a Maverick.
So I talked to their recruiter and their assistant coach, Todd Knott. I talked to him my senior year of high school, not really anything serious, but just kind of introduced me because my assistant coach in high school, Matt Erickson, who is now the head coach of the varsity team, it's his wife's brother.
Okay.
So I kind of got to meet him through that. And then when we came to Minnesota, we had a 3-3 against the Wilderness in Cloquet. And that Thursday before the game, I got a text from Matt telling me that Todd is probably coming to watch this weekend. So I said, well, he'll be there. So I played those three games. He watched Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I talked to him after the game Sunday, and he said he'll keep in touch. He's got to watch some more games of me just through film kind of thing. And then I think 2 days later, he called me at like 9:30 probably, and he was like, hey, I know this is super like abrupt and quick, but could you be at the Verizon Center at 10 tomorrow to get a tour of our campus and kind of our rink? And I was like, I'm not giving that up. So made the trek over to Mankato the next day, got there at 10, and then toured everything, and then toured the hockey facilities, talked probably about an hour with the head coach, Mike Hastings, and then you're not really gonna let down an offer from a school like that 50 minutes from your house, so I felt like it was a no-brainer, kind
of. Oh, congratulations. Again, Campbell Sykos with us, Albert Lea grad, playing in the North American Hockey League up in Alaska, and then he'll be in Mankato coming up next school year. And I got to ask you one more question. When you know there's going to be scouts there, when you know someone's watching you that could determine your future, do you feel any extra pressure?
You obviously know they're watching, so I think maybe the first couple shifts you're gripping the stick a little tight, but after that I think it's just kind of, you're playing hockey anyway, and you kind of got to realize that like they've watched you before, like they're not just coming to watch you because like they've heard of you, like they do their research prior to that, so they know what you got. So I don't think that one showing is gonna define your future really. I think they're just coming to see what you got in person and maybe introduce themselves. So like just with like the hockey TV thing, like there's teams watching every night, so you got more than one shot. I feel like
if you have a bad day, it's not gonna be the end of the world.
So yeah, exactly, like you just gotta realize, you just gotta go out there and play hockey at the end of the day. So
Campbell, before I let you go, talk about who are your mom and dad and your siblings as well.
I got my mother is Amy and my father's Jay, and I got three siblings. Burke, he's a senior for the Tigers right now, and Mika, she's a freshman for the Tigers right now, and then I have an older brother, Gavin, and he's 22, so that's the family.
And everybody plays hockey or played hockey?
My Burke and Mika do currently, and then Gavin never did. He little different story. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you for mentioning your siblings and your parents. And again, we do wish you the best of luck the rest of the season up there in Alaska, and then going to Minnesota State in Mankato to play hockey, Division I hockey next season. Campbell, thank you so much for the time, and we'll definitely talk over the next year or so and keep everybody up to date on how your hockey career is going.
All right, thank you so much for your time.